here we go.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and find, was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, cause I spoke to God, I called out your name.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Nadine Fry Show, and we're coming live on Where They Do That At Radio. We got a very special treat for you guys today. Like I've been saying all week long, man, if you was not on the air last week, man, you missed it, but you had the right place at the right time tonight. A lot of great things we're going to be discussing tonight, like we've been hearing all throughout the promos. Again, it's about the urban awareness and experience. It's about being informed of a lot of things that's being done, and we have in the house tonight very special guest, Ms. Nadine Fry, world-acclaimed author of the book entitled Only the Strong Survives. She also has two more titles, which is Only the Strong Survives, True Grit, and also Ariana's Revenge. Again, we've been basically running an ongoing series of open discussions and forums concerning physical as well as mental abuse. And what we'd like to do tonight is definitely just continue this ongoing, ongoing discussion that, with a lot of our listeners and a lot of folks that it definitely impacts and involves. For all y'all who do not know, you can just simply dial the number, which is 347-934-0318. You can then just press 1 on the dial. That'll allow you to actually call in, and you actually can definitely be a part of the broadcast as well. But what we're going to get ready to do is we're going to listen to some music right quick before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, so to speak. But basically, like I said, you're at the right place at the right time. We will be on the air live, 22 million in attendance. Also, a little over 2,500 listeners, worldwide. That's definitely on this podcast. So we just want to sit back, relax, and enjoy all the good music and enjoy the message that's definitely being brought to you tonight. Again, for all y'all who do not know, you can dial area code 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial, and it's just as simple as that. Again, for all y'all who do not know and all y'all who have not gone out and got the book, you need to go to your local Barnes & Nobles. You need to go to Books A Millions, anywhere where they sell, good books, and you definitely need to go get this title, which is Only the Strong Survives. You can also check out the link that's on www.blogtalkradio.webs.com/where-they-do-that-at-radio. You actually get a chance to actually see, discussing, and we can, basically, again, all I can say is that if you ain't got the book yet, you're missing out. You're definitely missing out. But what we're getting ready to do now is we're going to run some rotation, and we're going to get ready to jump into the show. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy all the great music that's getting ready to be featured, as well as the content that's getting ready to be discussed.
I don't hear anything.
Okay.
Are you playing Imagine Me? There you go.
Thank you. Allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Go. Imagine me. Now, I want you to understand this and understand this perfectly on where they do that at radio. Normally, throughout the week, we do a lot of discussion, a lot of various topics such as politics. We talk urban philosophy. We talk a lot about music and a lot about the artists and their duty, and to their listeners, this, that, and so forth. But the whole thesis behind where they do that at radio, as well as the conjunction with the Nadine Fry Show, is to really raise the bar of awareness when it comes to the urban culture in general and just all the things that impact us as a whole. And one of the things that has been the hot topic of discussion has been mental and physical abuse on a lot of different levels. You can hear it through a lot of the music that's played, throughout syndicated radio as well as what's on Where They Do That at Radio. And what really struck me when I first met Miss Nadine Fry, very, very, very positive person. She has a very great outlook on life, very inspirational. And with those qualities, when you actually go and you read her book, Only the Strong Survives, it causes you to wonder and amazement of just, for a person to have gone through so much, how she's able to come through it and still be as positive as she is. Well, I'm going to let her tell it in her own words, best, really what all that is about. But again, for all my listeners who are tuned in on tonight's broadcast, it is about the urban experience and urban awareness. It's about making sure that we understand these issues and different things we can do to come up with godly principles and Christian solutions to a lot of this stuff that plagues a lot of us in the community. And with that, Ms. Fry, I'm going to open up the floor for you to definitely get a chance to definitely address the listeners and kind of just tell them a little bit in a nutshell, because we got a lot of new listeners that are on the line tonight who want to know a little bit, or at least an introduction of what Only the Strong Survive represents.
Okay, hello. I want to say hello to all God's survivors, because we are all His survivors, because we are still here.
That's right.
And we have not been brought down, because God has forgiven us for everything. Only the Strong Survive was written because I want everybody to know that God's strength took me through everything that I went through. I always prayed and stayed on my knees because God had to tell me what to do next.
Right.
So what I want to really do tonight, I've talked about Only Strong Survive, devoted my program. I want a lot of people to call in that's read my book. Maybe they have questions because it is God's strength that will take us through our everyday lives.
That's right.
We are all worthy. God loves you as much as he loved me.
That's right.
And the things that we've gone through was so we can be experienced at what we do so that we can witness to others. It's all about God. It's not about us. We go through things for experience to witness to someone to say, I've been through what you've been through. You cannot tell me. I had a husband who died of cancer. You cannot tell me how it feels to have that void in my life unless you've been through it. That is just an example. So I want to listen to people, answer your questions, and know that we are all God's survivors.
That's right. That's right. And everyone that wants to, you know, to definitely, you know, call in and definitely share, you know, some of your life experiences or just different things in general, all I need you to do is dial the number, which is 347-934-0318, and just press 1 on the dial. And once you press 1, we'll definitely get you in, and we'll definitely, you know, we'll definitely take all your questions in consideration. We got we got 2 hours on the air tonight. And so we want everyone to really, really, really be involved in terms of what's been going on. Find out more about pretty much, you know, what you can do to be involved in the movement. And for all y'all who do not know, we are putting together as we speak a nationwide campaign that will allow us to really spread this word and really raise the bar of this whole urban awareness movement. Again, I know we have a lot of single females that are out there. We have a lot of single mothers, single parents in general that have gone through a lot of different things in terms of adversities, which could be at the hand of some sort of mental or physical abuse. And here on Where They Do That Radio on the Nadine Fry Show, we want to make sure that you definitely get an opportunity to be heard and also as well as to really address, you know, a lot of the things that are in general. I think my listeners, they want to kind of get a little more intuitive to what we're discussing because they're in here. They're listening. I'm waiting on the lines to pop up, but we can definitely move in there, and when they're ready to talk, we'll let them talk. We'll definitely let them do that. But just to kind of pick up where we left off within the last couple of episodes, we talked a lot about the signs, the things that we as a people, as a culture need to be aware of that plagues on a lot of our children in terms of physical and mental abuse. From your earliest memory and from coming from that to now, in your own words, could you kind of share with us, you know, just using your book is definitely a great reference, but just in general, in your own words, kind of explain to our listeners the things that we as parents, as a culture, really need to be aware of that really has a tendency sometimes to end up becoming predators of our children and our family when it comes to physical and mental abuse.
Watch your children. Listen to your child. You know your child. You know when they're hurting. You know when they're happy. So just watch your child. Children hear things and listen, and they believe what adults tell them. So when they have fear from someone, they believe whatever that person tells them that's going to really come into existence. When a child is very overly happy to go to a stranger that you have not known for a while, don't think that child is doing this because they love that person. Know that they're doing it because they have fear.
Mm.
And they know that the moment that you're not around, what that person will do to them.
Mm.
Don't think it's love, it's fear. Always think, why did this child take up with this person? I don't even know them. Why does my child take up with them? Leaving them with strangers, watch your child.
That's right. That's right. And for all my listeners, I mean, this is a very, you know, this is a very heartfelt segment because, you know, I have children of my own as well as grandkids. And you sometimes you really have to wonder, you know, and ask yourself, you know, with all the things that we have in the world that, you know, are a threat to that, you know, sometimes there's subtle things that we don't quite realize that are actually a threat, you know, when it comes to the well-being of our children. And physical as well as mental abuse starts usually, and we talked about this, and you heard me run the promo. It's not a lot of times the people that we, you know, like how the media will portray it, you know, it's not like some dark stranger that's lurking in a corner in a dark alley somewhere waiting to prey on. It's usually people that we know. It's people that we associate with. It's people that we allow our children to be around that usually a large portion of the time become a certain level of these predators that we're talking about. And so what we really want to make sure that everybody understands on this segment is that, you know, it's about raising this level of awareness. It's about making sure that we understand what we need to do. And again, Nadine, you can definitely let my listeners know on, you know, the things that they definitely need to look out for. But just to kind of add to that, in your earliest experience, you know, we want the fans who have not had a chance to read the book to definitely go out and get the book, which is Only the Strong Survives. She also has a second title, which is Only the Strong Survives, True Grit, and also a third title, which is called Ariana's Revenge. But we're going to just kind of pick up where we left off last week. In the one of the questions that this particular person had brought to my attention was that, when you go into the description of the things that was happening that led up to the first level of hello, can
okay, I hear you now.
Okay, good. Okay, just from your earliest experience, could you share with the listeners just before the abuse started, kind of give the listeners a kind of an idea of the type of mindset that you was in with the person that you experienced this firsthand, you know, with your first experience.
First of all, they watch your child to see the things that they like, the things they like doing. Mm-hmm. And the child thinks that they love them, and the child loves that person because of, if your child likes a certain thing, that person will do that because they know that will make them, that child come to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved him. I really loved him because that was the only father I knew then.
Mm-hmm.
And anything he would have said, I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
But then once the abuse started and I felt uncomfortable and I knew that he didn't love me, but I knew the kind of person he was. So a child always feared for their family. Because they will tell you what they will do to someone that you love, like your mother or your sister or your brother. They will say that if you tell what I will do. You believe it as a child because you know if they're the type of person that did a U-turn on you, as personality-wise, they can do that to your family.
That's right.
And they will remind that child of that. So love comes first. They will try to act like they love them and do things for them, and then they'll do the turn.
Exactly. And a lot of times when we, you know, we all understand in terms of just what we read in the media about abuse, when you say the word abuse, we think of the battered person or the person that is going through a physical trauma. And that is the general portrayal of abuse. But from a more, how you want to say it, a more different way of looking at it, there's also, you know, a difference between physical abuse and mental abuse. And again, this is kind of, you know, from what I first took when I first read your book, I began to feel that the mental abuse, I think, comes first. And I'll kind of clear this up with our listeners, kind of explain that, what comes first before everything else actually takes fruition in a lot of cases.
Mental abuse is worse than physical abuse because mentally they take your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you're thinking, the love that you have for that person, all of a sudden it goes in the opposite direction and you're thinking mentally, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? What could I have done? What couldn't I have done? It's all my fault.
Mm.
What made this person change? Did I do it? It's my fault. I deserve this.
Mm.
So the things that you let happen mentally, you go through life thinking it's all your fault from the beginning.
Mm.
And then you go through life thinking it's your fault.
Yes.
So that's you have no self-esteem. You feel bad about yourself. You can't live with nobody. You can't give love because it wasn't given to you. You don't know how to grow up and be a wife or even a mother because you still have this healing inside of you saying, I deserved everything that I got. I deserve bad things, no good things. Mm-hmm. So you're mentally abused. The physical part, the touching, and that went away.
Mm-hmm.
But the mental part stayed, and it always stays unless you know God, and God will give you a way out of it. And he'll let you know how much he loves you, and no matter what you went through, he's there to help pick you up.
That's right. And it's very important for the listeners to understand the solution is the relationship with God. He is the source and the solution to bring about the healing of a lot of things that's being done. Basically, in a nutshell, you know, whatever we go through, you know, it all comes back to a point that when we go back to the source, which is God, and we begin to build a relationship, if it was somehow severed and, you know, with the things we've gone through in life, you know, when we come back to him, that's when the healing starts. This is when we're truly shown the things that we should do. Now, that doesn't mean that we forget. That just simply means that we learn how to forgive. We learn how to live past that. You know, I think my listeners really, you know, they're definitely in tune to what you're saying and definitely understanding. But let's just kind of just switch gears just for a second to kind of maybe just talk a lot about the healing process that you've had to go through to come to this point that you are now. In terms of, and I think your son Ray would be a good start with this. When Ray was born, tell my listeners, you know, because we all want to know, what was the beginning of the healing process with you?
Well, being healed of anything, it has to come out of your body. That's healing.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the hurt that was in my body, I just didn't want to live anymore. I felt that maybe if I just died, I would feel better. But then when I had Ray, and I saw that Ray needed me, I know I had to stay around for my child. So in order for me to make sure he had self-esteem, I had to have self-esteem. So I had to teach him love and let him know that he was there for me, that I loved him unconditionally. And that he would always come first in my life. Because, see, I was never told that. If I had somebody tell me, my mother, someone say, okay, you can always be first before these boyfriends or these husbands, maybe I would have came out and said, Mom, something's happening.
Sure.
But, see, I didn't know what would happen. But with Ray, I let him know, you're first in my life. And my daughter, Renee.
Sure.
I let my daughter know, if anybody does anything to make you feel uncomfortable, believe me, you come before them.
Right.
And I talked to my children, and I let them know anything, anytime they had even a look on their face, I would say, what's wrong? I took time for them. So Ray helped me to live because he needed me. Renee was like me. She was very independent, and Renee always went to church, and if I didn't get up and go, she would go with the next-door neighbor. So she was like me, very independent.
Mm-hmm.
But Ray needed us, so I let him know, Ray, you are the Lord allowed you to be needy and have cerebral palsy because he wanted me to live.
Right.
He directs our steps, and I had to live. Because if I had died, I wouldn't be here today telling everybody else that you can survive.
That's right.
That God loves you. So God said, let me give her a reason to live. Let me give her a child that needs her and let her know that she can't leave here.
That's right.
So that's why Ray was born.
That's right. And that is so heartfelt because of the fact, for all y'all who do not know, I encourage you to definitely go out and get Only the Strong Survives. Ray, who actually is named True Grit. Just kind of tell my listeners a little bit about Ray so they can kind of really get the little bit more understanding of exactly, you know.
Okay, Ray was never supposed to walk or talk. When he was born, the doctors say he would never walk and talk, so I need to find a place for him because he would only be a vegetable. But I told them, you know what, my child going to walk and talk because I knew that whatever you speak comes into existence because God is inside of me.
Right.
If God had to speak light and for the waters to divide, God spoke that. God said, let there be light. Now, if God had to say, let there be light, I know I have to speak it.
Right.
Because God breathed into Adam, which came into us and made us be a living soul.
That's right.
So God is in me, so I had to speak. And I said, no, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. My child will walk, and he will talk. And he did.
That's right. And for all my listeners, you understand that it's not what man says, it's what God says. God always says. That's right. He has the final say so.
So True Grit came into existence because Ray wrestled in high school. All he had strength on one side more than the other. So when he would go into the wrestling ring and pin someone, they couldn't get up. He had more strength.
Wow.
So he wrestled, and the coach saw all the strength and determination that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote an article in Warren Tribune newspaper, it is in the book, about Ray, because he saw Ray's courage. And he knew, regardless of Ray having cerebral palsy, regardless of the children watching and looking at him strange all through life, Ray wrestled because he said, Mom, I can do anything I want to do, only slower, because that's what I instilled in him.
Right, and that, and
so they named him True Grit.
And ladies and gentlemen, when you actually get a copy of her book, there's a picture of Ray. He is, oh man, awesome guy. I mean, look, you're looking at, just like Miss Fryer just said, the doctors that basically said he wasn't supposed to walk, he wasn't supposed to talk, he was supposed to be, you know, what they said he would be. But now he's fully functioning. He's doing all the things that everyone said he was not able to do, and it was not what man says, is what God says. And the message that we're really trying to drive home is that despite any adversity or any level of abuse, whether it comes physical or mental, you can rise above it and use it just for the greater good of not just yourself but to others. Definitely, food for thought and definitely words of encouragement and inspiration. Ms. Fry, we have definitely, like I said, we got a lot of listeners who have, over the last couple of weeks, have expressed all their gratitude for you definitely doing the book. And for all those who are tuning in for the first time, we also would like to encourage the listeners that if you have read the book, please press 1 on the phone. And, you know, if you got any questions or anything like that from Ms. Fry, you can definitely ask them. We have an open forum here where you can definitely ask, you know, any questions you would like addressing the book or any type of inspiration that you may have drawn from that, which we're kind of going to go into on this level of questioning here. One question that one of our listeners had was that, was there ever a point from all the things that you faced growing up, from the abuse you faced when you was a child to you becoming a young adult to now, what if there's one thought that the listeners are able to draw from in terms of strength and inspiration, what would that be? You know, to them, you know, versus them going through what they've gone through in life to get into that point where, you know, they have to redefine themselves through the blood of Christ and through the knowledge and relationship of him. What will be the ongoing thought? You know, if you had to sum it up in one word or one phrase, what would that be?
Well, I don't want them to think that they're not worthy because they may be doing things in the flesh because, believe me, I fell many times.
Right.
Many times I fell, and God had to pick me up and say, hey, wait a minute, what are you supposed to be doing? Because like I said, I didn't feel worthy. And I don't want the listeners to feel that they're not worthy because they don't have God. You have God.
Right.
God is right there with his hands stretched out, waiting for you to say, Lord, take over. Come into my life. Heal me, and he will. All you have to do is ask him.
Right.
God said you have not because you ask not.
Mm.
If you ask God to come into your life, he will come into your life and take over.
That's right. That's right. And that is that, and that is so true. I mean, there's been many times, you know, and I know everyone on the line can definitely relate. There have been times in not just my life, but everyone's life, where you have gotten to a point where all you can do is all you can do.
Is all you can do. Exactly right.
And then you, and so, you know, your friends have let you down, you know. You turn to family, you turn to whoever you can turn to, and so the only person left is God.
is God.
And when you totally give it over to him, no matter what you have gone through, he will make a way out of no way. I am speaking from personal experience, and I'm definitely, you know, I know there's a lot of listeners that definitely can relate to that. Again, for all you who are tuning in for the the self-entitled book, Only the Strong Survives, God Survivors. And which brings us to the next question. For the survivors, describe in your own words, when you say survivors, kind of tell us a little bit more about what you mean by survivors.
We're here.
Okay.
Because if we hadn't survived the things that went through, we wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, we have to do what it's about God. We have to do what God wants us to do. He has a witness. It could be one person that he wants us to witness to. And until that job gets done, we're going to still be here.
Mm-hmm.
See, as long as we still here, we have a job to do for God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. We've been through it, and we're still here in our right mind.
Mm-hmm.
See, the devil cannot take our mind because we have the mind of Christ.
Right.
That's the only thing he cannot take, because God gave us our mind. That's why, you know, a lot of people say, you know, when you speak in tongues, the devil don't know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
He can't take your mind.
Right.
You can give it to him, but he cannot take it.
Mm, and that's powerful. That is true. That is true. Again, it's so many things. It's so many levels that your book touches on. It's so many things that it stirs the spirit in terms of just really, you know, acknowledging really, you know, what's going on. I mean, and I know I have a lot of people that are on the line tonight that may be asking themselves, okay, well, you know, exactly just, you know, what is it that we can do, you know, as a whole to prevent a lot of this stuff. But now I have one person just, they have a question, so I'm going to take this caller right.
Okay, let's take some callers.
Let's go see what we got here. Caller number five, you are live on the Where They Do That radio show, coming live with Miss Nadine Fry. Who we got checking in tonight?
Hello?
Hello. Caller number five, you are live on the Where They Do That show. Who we got calling in tonight?
Yes, this is G-Free and Brother Nassus Clay.
Definitely. All right, we appreciate you calling in, man. Hey, we're glad to have you aboard, man. You got any questions, any shout-outs you want to send, let us know what's up with you, man. What's going on?
I'm been good. Today was my day of ordination. God's been blessing in so many ways. I'm just grateful to be listening to hear the program for the first time.
All right. Well, we're glad to definitely have you aboard.
Yeah.
Definitely glad to have you aboard. Basically, with having you on the air, we want to just acknowledge that Miss Nadine Fry, her book now is in all the major bookstores. It's called Only the Strong Survives. And it's a very, very, very powerful book. It's a one that really will not only just touch women, but it touches everyone in general. I have a lot of individuals that have been on the air with us since we started this new segment here on Sunday. And the thing that we're really trying to drive home is that we as a community and as a culture need to be aware of a lot of the things that plague our community. And one of the things that is really, especially in this age and time, that's really overlooked is this level of physical and mental abuse that we're discussing. And again, we just appreciate you definitely calling in, you know, for the first time. Again, you know, is there any comment or question you might have for Ms. Fry, as well as myself, or anyone else that may be on the line?
Okay, not only what you're doing right now, but what are some future goals that y'all have for reaching our young people and with this physical stuff that's going on now?
Definitely. Well,
I am a motivational speaker. I go to shelters. I go to churches. Anybody that want me to come and speak, I go. I have a daycare center with 153 children, and the parents invite me into their homes, and I talk. And we are eventually trying to get a movie going
right.
So that I can speak through my movie.
That's That's right.
And just, if anybody wants me to come and talk, I will come.
And just to add to that, on behalf of Where They Do That At Radio, a nationwide campaign which is involving a lot of the local artists that are featured here throughout the week, are all coming together to help raise the bar of this level of awareness through their music and through interacting through outreach programs. Anything that's going to help enhance the quality of life in the community, we will attach ourselves to that, using the talent that God has given us and the ability to communicate, to definitely bring this point, you know, to a level of acknowledgement where we can all come together and use godly principles and solutions to turn this thing around. The key to it is, they always said, and like I said, I was born and raised in a family that was built upon, you know, strong church principles and godly principles. And one thing I've noticed as being a young man with a family and have grandkids of my own is that somehow, some way along the line, we have kind of gotten away from the things that we were all raised upon that shows a sound family structure. One of them being, you know, one, we don't communicate like we used to. You know, before all these things we have now with the internet and MySpace and Facebook and this, that, and the other, you know, I remember when I was coming up, you know, how they say back in the country when we was coding, you know.
That's right.
You know, when you was coding.
That's right. Right.
Now we got all this technology where you're meeting people that you've never seen before. You don't know anything about them, and it's different. And
that's
so
right.
Exactly. And so we have to get back to some sort of point of awareness of where all this stuff is so we can start to build back on those principles. And again, you know, we are all dedicated to doing that. We really would, and again, this is why I love all the artists that are featured here on Where They Do That Radio, because a lot of them have come forth, not only through their music, but just on the aspect of just being a genuine person, and really have made a decision that, okay, if I have the attention of these listeners, then I'm definitely, you know, I want to do my part. You know, I want to give back. I want to let them know that, you know, as long as we understand what the problem is and we understand what the solution needs to be, then we can all grow and work together to reach that. But, you know, it's got to start somewhere, and this is where the start takes place here.
Well, I heard a guy, and you talking about a start, say this one time, you know, you don't have to be great to start, but you got to start to be great.
That's right.
In other words, there's got to be a point to where you begin, because that's what happened in the beginning. He says, in the beginning, God. So there was a point where he started something, you know.
That's right.
And that's where we got to just like you're saying. And one of the things that I share with people as a young minister is that we have to become two things, teachable and correctable. You know, when we get ourselves in a place where we don't know everything, and we can hear, as in Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear, you know. So we got to learn to hear some things.
Right.
That's right. That's right. You are so right.
They don't want to hear anything. And the stuff that they are hearing, it's full of trash, you know?
Exactly. Which you raised a definite excellent point. That's why I applaud the artists who have came forth on Where They Do to That Radio for stepping, not stepping just through their music, but stepping, you know, totally out from under it to really expose really a lot of these issues that we're talking about in a way that we can reach a lot of these listeners. Because again, just like I say this over and over again, a lot of folks are inspired or influenced by a lot of things. Now, music being one of the great, you know, common denominators, if the music is given in such a way where it draws folks in, and then you have a point or where you can lead them to, then it's doing what it's designed to do. But if you simply take the listener and lead them down the same road of turmoil and tribulation, you're not helping the situation. You're only
y'all up in our conversation this afternoon, because we were talking about music, and me being a music pastor, I'm over the music ministry of 500, and the things that I talked about is that we're dealing with people to our praise team that comes in dealing with hell all week, and it's our job to show them a glimpse of heaven.
That's right.
When
right.
They get heaven, then they can worship God as they ought to.
That's right. And now, you know, and I'm going to tell you a great thing about what you just said. This can be done with all genres of music if we all understand what our role is in this.
Yes.
It can be done. It can definitely be done. But we definitely appreciate you calling in. Definitely. I'll tell you what. Tell the world again what's your name again, because I'm gonna make sure my listeners definitely.
Clay. My name is Onassis Clay, like Jackie Kennedy Onassis, and like Cassius Clay.
Okay, Cassius Clay. Gotcha.
Yeah, Onassis Clay is the name.
Okay,
but
well,
y'all just pray for me and my ministry. I'm just getting started. Today is my first day as a minister, so y'all pray for me and my family.
Oh my goodness!
You just made a calling card of 22 million listeners, because that's who you're talking to besides ourselves. And this
God is going to continue to bless you, because just listening to you, you have inspired me. And you have given me some things, some input. I want you to just continue. If you need to call me to come and speak, I will. Because
I will.
You have really encouraged me. That's why I'm listening.
That's right.
Wonderful.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad that I know my friend here that introduced me to you guys. And God don't do anything by accident, is what I like to say.
That's right.
Y'all,
yes.
His plan and purpose, you know, and his plan and purpose for us to talk tonight is to reach them 22 that don't know Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's why I want them to feel loved and worthy to go to God.
That's right.
Because he loves us all, regardless.
Regardless. You are so right. Definitely. We definitely appreciate this. And like I say, this ain't the end. This is just the beginning, man. Definitely.
Right.
Like I said, just, you know, when we'll be keeping in touch. You got the number here to the station. Also, get with your friend. You should have the email address where you can send in any other questions or concerns about being involved with the movement. You can also give us a call at 1-888-826-9327. That number again. All right. And I'm going to give this number one more time, which is 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. Just definitely leave your name, number, and information. We'll definitely get in touch with you and definitely get you part of the movement, man.
All right, man. I appreciate that. Y'all be blessed tonight.
All right.
Thank you.
Definitely, man. This is what we're talking about. And again, like I said, listeners, we're taking callers. All you got to do is just press one on the dial. We're definitely encouraging you to definitely come forth, speak out, let us know what's going on. On where they do that at radio, we want everyone to remember that, again, there's a lot of things that are happening as a whole, and we definitely want everyone to definitely be involved and be a part of what's being done. I got another caller calling in right here. So
okay. All right.
All right. Let's see what we got on the line here. Caller number two, you are live on Where They Do That At Radio. 22 million strong. Who we got calling in? Who we got checking in tonight?
Good evening, folks.
All right.
Oh.
All right. Who we got on the line tonight?
H is in the building. Well, I'm not in the building. I'm just here to say how you doing, Miss Nadine Fry.
How are you?
I am fine. I'm doing okay right now. I'm sitting here, you know, getting ready to order something from Burger King. You know, I'm kind of hungry. I'm listening to the show.
Okay. But hey, we definitely appreciate you calling in. A matter of fact, for all the listeners that are tuning in, tell the listeners, they may know you by H's, but who is H's exactly? Kind of explain to them, you know, who is H's, and in terms of, you know, what's your name? What are you doing in terms of, you know, with your music and just different things that you would like to, you know, a lot of the listeners to walk away with.
Okay. H is, it speaks for itself, basically. My first name is Holland, H-O-L-L-I-N. You know, that's the H's part. I first started with A-Y-C-H, and then, you know, shout out to my man out there in Florida. He calls himself H, so I decided, you know, to show respect to him, I changed my name and added the IZ at the end. HS.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then I got my little website thing going. Started running. But besides that, I'm from Trinidad. You know what I mean? I came to the States. I enjoyed over here, but to be back where I'm from is my main goal. And to try to, like, business between here and there, that's really what I want to do with myself. Other than that, right now, I'm just enjoying everything that's going on. I love the support. I want to show respect to everybody that's out there right now listening. But for the most part, tonight is really about Miss Nadine.
Definitely, it's definitely, but you know, Miss Nadine, definitely, yo, she's a hard worker, man. And like I said, she is definitely a major asset to where they do that radio and with you guys in terms of a lot of your musicians and artists coming through and doing what you do. It's a lot of great things getting ready to take place. A lot of great things getting ready to take place.
And I just appreciate them listening to me. I've never been able for people to hear me, and it seems like everybody's listening now. I just appreciate that.
Definitely.
I just appreciate that. I just love them for doing that.
Hey, I mean, just like,
man,
just like the
everybody's trying to, you know, be heard. And if you're talking about something that makes sense, a lot of people will tune in.
That's right.
That's why I'm
able
to do that, because I'm trying to find out where people do it at, you know what I mean? Because I want
them
to know where I'm doing it and where I came from and where I plan to go, you know?
That's right. And that's what it's about. But definitely, HZ, we definitely appreciate you calling the line, letting us know what's up. Like I said, man, we got a lot of stuff we're gonna cover in these 2 hours. So man, we just appreciate you calling. Just stay tuned, man. We're gonna keep it going, man. We're gonna keep it going.
You know, man.
Thank
you
so much.
Of course,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I'm here.
All right. We
hey,
got
as a matter
you,
of fact,
thank
hey,
you so
you
much
know,
for
you know
calling.
What? I like what y'all doing with the Sundays, you know what I mean? I'm going to send you some stuff, right? My mother, she does some things as well, you know what I mean? So I want you to hear what she does. Of course, like, you know, I'm young, so my mentality right now is just to, like, do a whole bunch of stuff and, you know, be kind of different. So when I get to the age of my mother, then I'll have the same mindset that she has now. So I think that the Sundays, you know, this is a good thing, and I'm trying to tune in and understand a lot more from what's coming on. From everybody else, you know what I mean? So I'm going to send you some stuff from her, and then we're going to run with it.
Okay. All right. Well, that.
Thank you so much.
Please do that. We will definitely put it on, man. That's what's up. We appreciate it.
And call me back if you have any questions. We can talk.
That's right.
All
right.
I will do.
She's accessible.
I'll get with you, Jeff.
Thank you.
I'll get with you.
Okay.
All right. You're very welcome.
All right. Okay. All right. Oh, great guy, man. Like I said, he was telling me last night on the air, man. Yo, I was telling him he was getting ready to be back on the air this week. He said, man, he missed it last week, but he's not going to miss it this week. You know?
Glad to hear that.
Yes, yes.
Glad to hear that.
We got another caller that's on that just tuned in, so I'm going to see if we can catch this next caller here. Let's see who we got. Caller number three, you live on Where They Do That at Radio. Who we got tuning in? Who we got checking in tonight? Hello, caller number three. You're live on Where They Do That at Radio. Who we got tuning in tonight?
Yeah, how you doing, my man?
All right. Who we got on the line tonight?
You got Rube on the line, my man. You got Rube on from Statesboro, Georgia. How y'all doing tonight? Is Nadine there?
Yes.
How are you?
Okay. How you doing? I was listening about your book, and I was listening about everything that you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? And I would like to congratulate you on your success. But at the same time, I would want to know, like, okay, I know you're bringing it, you know what I'm saying, straight forward, and you're trying to be different. Like, you know, like in the movie, you know what I'm saying, is you trying to inspiration, like, bring, like, something different, like something, you know what I'm saying, nobody ever brung, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nadia's, you know, they doing the music thing. Is it like going to be like music involved, or you know, is it just going to be straightforward Denzel Washington? You know.
Yes, it's going to be. It's a true story, but it will be music involved because when I was 12 years old, I led a church choir. I directed a choir, so we will have choirs in the movie, people singing all through the movie. That's why we're going to have my talent agent will be calling pretty soon to let everybody know what's going to happen. But it's going to be a true story and letting everybody know how I got through it. But all through, everybody, we're going to need so many people to audition.
That's right. We're going to need a lot of folks with the talent that God has given to definitely audition, because, see, okay, everyone can definitely be a part of what's being done. So if you're definitely interested, you have the number, you can definitely call. And you see, there's, I'm going to go ahead and share this on the air tonight. A lot of the artists that come through where they do that radio, we're listening and looking at them for a lot of different reasons. One, you know, if you got good music, we definitely want to bring it to the world and definitely give you the level of exposure that you need. The second reason is that we want to be able to show the world that not all of us that are doing music, whether it's from rap music or from R&B or whatever the case may be, all of us are not hoodlums and thugs. All of us are not hoodlums and thugs.
Exactly.
You know, you have a lot of intelligent people that are doing this to have a voice to be heard, but there's more to them than just the music. And what we're hoping will happen is that we can use this forum to really expose this on a level that's very tangible to a lot of our young people, because they're very, very influenced by what they hear on the radio and what they see on television. Mm-hmm. And so this is the focal point of a lot of the stuff that we're doing as a whole. So you know, in a nutshell, you know, that's why what you're going to start to see is each and every artist that comes through where they do that at radio, that definitely is a part of the urban experience and the urban movement that's being done, you're going to see a transition from what people are saying about the industry and the young men and women that represent it to this level of other individuals that are actually doing something in the community. You know, so it's always good to keep in mind that as long as we have this blessing to be able to communicate like we're communicating, being able to bring good music to the world, allow these 22 million listeners to participate on our broadcast, then a lot of magic is getting ready to happen. And at the end of this, you don't want to forget who's in control of all this.
We got
to bring the message to the listeners that despite whatever we may talk about or whatever we may be rapping about, this, that, and so forth, there's a source, and there's a purpose, and there's a plan.
Exactly. What the musicians are doing is expressing their thoughts.
That's right.
They get healing through music.
That's right.
I get my healing through talking. They get their healing through music. I don't want nobody, a professional in the movie, that know. I want somebody that's really hurting and want to heal.
That's right.
And we want people just like you that want to, you know, express yourself. And everybody has a gift, because God's given everyone a gift. And I just want to, the difference in my movie is not going to be like a lot of the movies that they, you know, presses that play. They just want to show what happened.
Right.
My movie is going to help people to see how, when it happened, what did I do about it? How did I get through it? What am I doing now?
That's right.
And people are going to see, okay, if God brought her through it, what is she doing for him now? I'm telling everybody how much he loves them, and that music, this was the first, God's first love was music.
That's right.
So music through the movie is going to help everybody. So I want a lot of musicians to come out and play.
That's right. That's right. And that's what it's about. That's what I, but Rubo, while I got you on the line, tell the world what's your real name so they'll know exactly who you are, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear. I'm so tuned in to Nadine. I'm so sorry. Say it again, my man, James
Wallace. what I was saying was, tell our listeners, you know, they know you by Rubo on the music, but Rubo? Tell them who you are.
Okay, well, Rubo is Devontae Javier Johnson, you know what I'm saying, for the world to know. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I was born in, you know what I'm saying, I was born in Statesboro, Georgia. I'm pretty much getting the basic information. I'm 19 years old. You know what I'm saying? I'm for with Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Rubo was raised in Statesboro, raised in Hazard, Georgia. Rude boy, you know what I'm saying? He threw the music thing, you know what I'm saying? He you know what I'm saying? He has to live his life in sin, but at the same time, that's not his route. You know what I'm saying? Rude boy is on a whole another level mentally, you know what I'm saying, as well as knowledge, you know what I'm saying? It's more than just, you know what I'm saying, the tone of your voice. It's more than just your rap and your lyrics. It's what you're saying. It's what you really want to express, you know what I'm saying? Okay,
exactly.
You got your one hit wonders, but at the end of the day, what is you trying to promote? What is you really trying to bring? You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people out here that want to promote sex, but, you know, somebody in their family catch HIV virus, you know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How can you express the, you know what I'm saying, the wrapping up issue, you know what I mean? And I don't know you, Nadine, from Kibbles and Bits and Bobby Hughes and Reels, but, you know what I'm saying, I would love to express something, you know what I'm saying, so you can understand, you know what I'm saying, kind of where I'm going with this, you know what I mean? But
the
song is called Tracy Wallace. It's just a little sample for the whole world to know. Just a little sample where they do that at radio. This is where they do that at. It's Rude Boy, but it's a sample. I sing and I rap, you know what I'm saying? I've been raised and I started off singing, you know what I'm saying, through the church. I rap, you know what I'm saying, caught on rapping to the, you know what I'm saying, the street life, but at the same time, it's more poor. I just need everybody to pay attention. But Tracy Wallace is my uncle, and he has full-blown AIDS, but it's more than just me rapping about him. I'm rapping to the world, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting everybody know just to wrap
all
it up,
right.
You know what I mean? But it's something new, something different. Just letting y'all get a little taste of Rude Boy.
Okay. Well, this is what I want to do. I got a couple of more callers that are on. If you can send that in, because see what I would like to do is definitely run this in with everything else that's being done. We got a lot of callers.
Yes,
because
I want to hear it. I definitely want to hear.
What we would like, if you already got it in the format, please send it to us ASAP so we can definitely get it in rotation and we'll expose it to the world. And that's what we would like to do. But we definitely appreciate you definitely calling in, showing the support. Like we said before, on this segment, you know, there's a lot of things that we're going to definitely cover. And we appreciate the support. We appreciate you definitely being one of the artists who definitely has a vision for where they're going to take their music.
And we will get back with you.
You don't have to worry about that. You don't definitely have to worry about that. But we'll definitely do that. But like I said, yeah, we appreciate you calling in. We'll definitely appreciate you definitely doing your thing. And like I said, you know, and for all y'all don't know, Rude Boy was one of the artists that we rotated last night. And he's got, you're hearing it live directly from him. He's got a lot of love to give, and he's got a message that he's trying to bring.
He has a message. That's what's coming.
Right. That's what's
coming. Water's the man. That's the man.
God
be the glory.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, bless y'all, and y'all take it easy. And where they do that at is in New York. You know it.
All right. That's
all right.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all take it easy.
All right. Okay, you already know, like for all my listeners who are definitely tuning in, like I say, Nadine, we got a lot of folks that are very, very interested in this entire movement. We got a lot of people on the lines who are definitely interested in terms of what's being done. Kind of want to pick up, you know, again, for those that, well, let's not switch gears, but just kind of go into the same direction that we're already in. For all our listeners who, what do you want them to, opening thought when they, for those that have not read the book, what do you want them to go into this looking for or seeking from this? With Only the Strong Survives. In your own words, kind of explain to the listeners what is their initial thought that you want, well, the initial thought that you want them to have when they go out and get the book.
I just want them to learn from my book and to be able to talk about things, to be able to communicate with others, not just as children, but as a lot of adults have a lot of hurt in them. And all they got to do is talk to somebody close to them. Because we have been told all our life, sometimes you got to be strong. You got to just let it go. Don't talk about it. That's a lie. The lie of the devil. He don't want us to talk about it. Because he know once we talk about it, we're healed. Because God's going to send somebody that's going to give you an answer.
That's right.
So I just want them to go into it and learn and see the things. No sympathy, because I'm stronger because of this. I don't need sympathy. God made me strong through these experiences. So I just want them to go and say, look what she went through, and she's still smiling.
All right. That is definitely.
So if he loves her that much and he loves me that much, he can take me through it. And what she did was I stayed on my knees praying, and I talked about it.
That's right. And that is the key. You have to realize communication is the key. And this is why we're all here. We got another call that just chimed in. So I'm going to take another call and see what's going on. Caller number four. You're live on Where They Do That At Radio with the Nadine Fry Show, coming to you live. Who we got checking in tonight on Where They Do That At Radio?
I guess me, Cheryl.
Oh, all right, Cheryl. Okay. How you doing, Cheryl?
I just called.
Hey, Cheryl.
Fryer, what you doing, Miss Fryer? Everything sounds good. Everything is on the up
thank
and
you.
Up.
Thank you.
Thank
God
I
is good.
The beginning of the show because I have been busy today, but I wanted to like say something before y'all went off air. So you might have to let me know what you're talking about right now because I'm kind of like behind time. So if you can give me some information so I can give my input, I'd be glad to do that.
We're just basically talking about the book. Mm-hmm. And how we want them to go into the book thinking, you know, open-minded, learning from it, no sympathy because God made me stronger through it. And I just want them to know that they're going through it because God, they're special, and God knows that they will take whatever they went through and use it for his good.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. That's what the book is about, God's strength.
That's right. That's right. That's
right. And that's basically what we need. That's basically what we have to depend
that's
on.
Right. That's don't survive. That's God's strength. It's not my strength. It's God's strength.
That's right.
Right. And without his strength, you know,
he'll take us through anything. Won't he take you through, Cheryl? You've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
He's awesome. Awesome God.
And he'll take you through.
Yes. Sometimes it's more like facing your fears. And facing your disasters and facing your dilemmas all at the same time. And some, you know, once
mm-hmm.
you can do those things, you know that you're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. But sometimes I guess it's like people don't, maybe it's not that they don't know him, it's just that they don't know how to reach out to him.
Right, right.
You know, and,
right.
you know,
right.
you just got to be calm and you got to let God come in. You know, let him come into your heart and let him come into your mind because he's going to come in. He's going to do what needs to be done in your life only if you want him to. So you did all that, Nadine. You let God come in through your circumstances and your situation. So you did that. And
right.
when you did that, he put you on another level because you had already accepted what he had to offer. And that's the thing.
See, and it was a choice. See, it's a choice that I had. I had to make sure that God always gives us a choice. He's not going to force anything on us. He'll wait there until we go through everything we have to go through. Sometimes he'll let us fall all the way down so that we can look up to him. He's not going to force his way. He's going to wait till we ask him to come into our lives. The choice began in heaven. He gave Satan a choice, either bad or good, didn't he?
That's
so
right.
Satan had a choice. He chose bad, and God let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, he could have created everybody to do just for him, but he didn't. He gave us a choice.
That's right. That's so powerful, and that is so
the thing about you, in as far as me reading your book, Only the Strong Survive, and I know this is not the only book, but, you know, this is the book that I love, that I like, because, like I said, you know, you didn't allow no hatred to enter in. You reverse the hatred into forgiveness. And that's what really made you strong and take a leap of faith, more of a leap of faith. And that's what really got you to the place you needed to be. Because you didn't do what the devil wanted you to do. You did what God wanted you to do. And that was to love.
See, because I knew without forgiveness, you cannot go to heaven with any unforgiveness in your heart. And what he did to me, he wasn't worth taking me to hell. Because, see, I stayed in my word. That's how you talk to God. You go in, you read that Bible, and he'll tell you. When I saw that, the guy said I had to forgive this man. I said, well, he's not worth taking me. I'm going to heaven.
Right.
So I had to forgive him because God said so.
That's right. That's right.
I had no choice.
That's right, and that is so powerful because you have to realize with all the things that are being done, really what has to be done. And again, for a lot of the listeners who are tuning in for the first time, we're coming to you live where they do that at radio, live with Nadine Fry, world-acclaimed author of the book entitled Only the Strong Survives. This book is a definite tool of reference for showing that whatever you go through, God can make a way out of, and he can turn all that around if you allow it. But it starts with your personal relationship with him. You have just like how we're having a conversation now, you have to get to the point where you can talk to him just like that. So,
and how do you talk to him? Talking to God is his word. That's what it's his word.
Right.
So you get into his word, and then God will talk to you. He'll tell you exactly what he wants you to know.
That's right. That's right. And that is the key. That is the key. And that's really, really what it's all about. And that's exactly what it's about. I'm telling you, Cheryl, when you first read Nadine's book, just tell our listeners when you finally got through the whole book, what was your initial thought?
Oh, my initial thought was that her title fits everything that she has went through in that book to a T. For the simple fact, you know what, sometimes circumstances can drive you insane and make you lose your mind and make you think you're going crazy. But, you know, she depended on God and she trusted God, and so she didn't lose her mind. She didn't go crazy, you know. Because God had already reversed that. He had already had angels around her. He had already had her guarded. So he was keeping her no matter what. And a lot of time in our life, we go through so many painful things, and if those painful things be so devastating and be so, you know, miserable at times that, you know, we feel like we're not worth anything. We worthless, we useless. But you know what? That shouldn't stop you, because you know what? That's what Nadine did. God picked her up. He picked her up from everything that went wrong, everything that looked bad, everything that felt bad, seemed bad. He picked her up. And when he picked her up, she was like brand new. She knew what she had to do, and she could deal with it because she had F-A-I-T-H. She had that.
Right. Okay.
She had faith. I would love to see. And it just takes a little. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of faith to get you where you got to go and get you started.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
It just takes faith.
That's right. And that's what.
You don't let nobody come in between your faith. What you believe in your heart, you believe it in your heart, because whatever you believe in your heart will come to pass. It might take a little while. Not even get there as soon and fast as you want it to be, but it's going to happen, because that's the kind of faith that you should have. Whatever we go through, it should be radical, because God is so phenomenal and he's so radical. At times, you know, you be at a point in your life where you don't see yourself laughing, you don't see yourself, you know, enjoying life, but then when you get to think about the goodness of the Lord, he turns around, put a smile on your face. You can laugh. You can talk about his goodness. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
No, because everything that looks down here ain't always down here, because he has a way to bring it up here. You know, it's like
he can
turn fast. Next thing you know, you back where you need to be. You in his arms. You safe.
Because, you know, God is going to have the final say. See, Cheryl, what you got to understand is that our steps are ordered by God. Everything that we go through, God ordered our steps there. He could have ordered me in that direction for one person. He could have ordered you, the things that you went through, in that direction just for one person to win that soul to Christ. See, so we're going to do what he wants us to do, whether we want to or not. Because whatever we do, God can order the steps. And if we know he's going to turn everything around for good anyway, why not keep our joy and keep going?
That's right. That's right, and that is so.
If he hadn't have took me where he took me in life, I wouldn't be here today doing this, would I?
That's right.
I know.
I wouldn't be talking about abuse. I wouldn't be getting ready to write a movie if I hadn't went through it.
That's right.
So everything that we go through is for what God wants us to do in the end.
That's right.
I know.
None of us would be here talking.
That's right.
We had to do it. And another reason why we have to forgive is because everything that people does to us, they had to do it to get us in the frame of mind that we're in today. If I wasn't hurt, would I be talking to you?
All right.
So I had to forgive my stepfather, because when I got to the level that I am today, I knew he had to do it.
That's right.
In order to feel what God wanted me to do, he had to be used like that.
That's right.
You have,
and at the end, he asked you to forgive him, and he brought it in heaven.
It's to find out about children.
Just got to understand why things happen. It's because of God. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's about God.
Mm-hmm.
It had to happen.
Mm-hmm. And that is true. That is so,
we
so true.
We only put on this earth anyway for a season. And while we're here on this earth as far as seasonal, that means we have to do those things that needs to be done. You know, everybody
that's
thinks.
Right. We just here until we do what God wants us to do, and then he'll take us home.
That's right.
And that is so.
That's right.
You bring
that's right.
souls. You don't know. You don't even know how many souls is listening to what you know
that's
you
right.
you had to deal with. You don't know. You don't
that's
even
right.
know how many. You done set. I mean, help set as far as letting it set, helping the captive set being set free. You don't even know how many. You don't know. You
that's
don't even
right.
know how many women you done took off the street. How many women you done kept from committing suicide. You don't know even know how many women you didn't help walk away from domestic violence. You don't even know how many women that, you know, you
but
are.
You know what I want you to remember, Cheryl, it's not who I what I've done. It's what God
has done. That's right.
See,
I know,
God
I know
is
that's true. That's true. But I'm saying, I mean, even with your, all I'm saying by your testimony, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. My testimony. You're right.
Yeah.
But I didn't want everybody to know it had to be done.
That's right. That's right, and that's the whole key is making sure that everybody understands that no matter what you go through in life, there's a purpose and a plan for that. And
that's
it,
right,
and
because Cheryl went through a lot of abuse herself. She, you know, I'm trying to help and witness to her. She went through a lot. She has a story, too, and I just want her to know that whatever he did to her, he had to in order for her to be talking to me now.
That's right. Everything happens for a reason.
And that's how you can forgive, if you know they had to do it.
That's right. That is so true. That is so.
I tell my husband, Ray's father, he called me years ago, and I said, you know what? I just thank you for what you did because you helped me. I helped you. You helped me. The abuse you gave me, you helped me. You gave me a child to help me live. So I thank you for that.
All right. And that's what we have to walk away from, and this is what we have to all understand. There's so many things that we encounter only to make us stronger in the end. It's meant to make us stronger. It's what I've learned just through the walk of life up until this point. God only puts more. He doesn't put no more in you than you can stand. But it's meant to bring us to a point of humbleness.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be humble. See, sometimes we have to do away with a lot of the mindsets that we have because we're thinking we are in control. We control this, that, and so forth. When ultimately, everything is ordained by God.
Everything.
And everything good, everything bad. It's,
everything.
It's for a purpose. And
see, if the devil has to go to God to ask permission to do anything, now, how bad is God? Remember in the book of Job when God said, I mean, Job didn't have anything to do. He was looking for somebody to devour. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? God gave him permission to do that.
That's right. You got to think about
it. When we get attacked, God gives permission. Satan can't do nothing unless God gives him permission.
Exactly.
So why? Because God knows what we're going to do. Have you considered, Nadine, do everything you want to do with her? She's still going to praise me.
That's right.
And then Satan goes on attack. He can't do anything without God.
That's right. That is so
deep.
We all know
that. What we're talking about is that
we can count it on
the door. We have to understand that we cannot stay in our comfort zone serving
him.
That's
right. We can't.
All
right.
Okay. Stay in your comfort zone as long as you're serving him. Because you got a work to do. And it's not your will, it's his will. And that's what comes into
play. Right.
That's
right.
For our will.
That's the thing we have to
understand. It's not about nobody's will but God's will. And so if you want to get out of your...
It's not about me.
Your comfort zone is what's keeping you from being what God wants you to be and doing what God wants you to do. But tonight, you have that opportunity to get out of your comfort zone and be exactly what God wants you to be. Because that's why nature. Right there, right now,
because
she's being what God wants her to be.
All right. Hey, look, I'm telling you, look, Cheryl, I'm telling you, man, oh, my God. This is so awesome. We got a lot of calls that definitely want to, you know, get an opportunity to definitely, you know, share their thoughts and so forth. It's always a pleasure for you definitely calling in. Like I say, she's going to be here every Sunday from 9 to 11, every Sunday. And so, hey, look, we appreciate you definitely calling in and sharing everything that you shared with us, you know, because, again, everything, just like you said, you know, it's all meant for a purpose and a plan. And we're all part of it, and we just have to realize that, and we all can just do our part. But
I think I'm going to have Cheryl do me in the movie. I'm going to let her play me in the movie.
Hey, Cheryl, she's fired up, man. She's fired up.
I think I'm going to have her play me in the movie.
Okay. That's what's up. But definitely,
don't
we appreciate you calling us.
Hey, I came too far not to do anything. You see what I'm saying?
All right, here you go. Hey, that's what we're talking about. You definitely want to be a part of it. So, hey, we appreciate that. You already know what we're going to do. So, that's like I said, we appreciate you calling in. And you already got all the information. Again, I'll just give you the number again, which is 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. Definitely call, leave questions, concerns, anything that you want to contribute in terms of with this urban experience movement. Again, I have a lot of working artists. I think I have one that's on the line as well that, you know, he's a guy I've been speaking of, you know, highly through his music. He has a lot of influence. And see, it's an entire movement. It's not just about, you know, everybody has something to bring to the table. And so we want everybody to get involved in any way, form, or fashion they can. But definitely give us a call. We appreciate you calling in. And again, I'm glad we definitely you've had a chance to read the first book. Now you got to get on the other two. Now you got to get True Grit, and you got to get all your revenge. You got to get on that. But definitely, we appreciate you calling in, and we're gonna keep it going. We appreciate you, Sherry.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Good night. All right. We got another caller, and this is a guy here. I've been talking highly of him a lot to you. See if I can bring him on the line right here. Caller number six. Caller number six, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
All right. This is my man right here now. I'm going to, you know, most of the artists that have been coming on, they've been letting the world know who they are in terms of the music. But then they also letting the world know who they are, you know, from a different sense in terms of the individual. So just kind of, if you would, because we got a lot of, when I say a lot, we got over 50 people that's on the line right now. Just kind of introduce yourself and in terms of who you are and any comments or concerns or questions you got, definitely you can share that with everybody.
Oh, man, my name is Mr. Sheen. They call me Mr. Sheen. Mr. Philly, back at home. My parents call me Nasheen. Only my parents call me Nasheen. Amen. That's all I gotta say. Mm-hmm. But you know, my views on everything. I mean, what are we talking about? I just called in.
Mhm. Gotcha.
I'm asking. What are we discussing tonight?
Okay, because you just tuned in. Basically, what we're discussing is just, you know, me and you talk a lot, you know, and a lot of folks know, you know, when Philly gets on in there, very, very bright guy. This, you know, his music speaks for itself. And really what we're talking about is the same level of urban awareness that we've been discussing, but a little bit more fine-tuned. We're talking about from the different things that plagues our community from a level of mental and physical abuse, things that we from a people standpoint need to be aware of, and then things that from an artist standpoint that they can do to kind of help shed light and actually bring through their music a certain level of awareness and solutions to this. So you being a working professional in the industry with a lot of knowledge of a lot of things that's happening from a media standpoint and from a lot of things that's going on, what would be a thought that you would want, you know, a lot of your peers to walk away with concerning both of these concerns, one being physical abuse, mental abuse, and then just in general where the culture is going as a whole?
Well,
are you talking to me?
Okay.
As far as the hip-hop game is actually going right now, I think we are failing as a people to actually bring what was handed – opportunity was handed to us. I mean, I think we're failing at this. This is our culture. We built this. This is what we made. I mean, and you got people out here. First of all, I mean, it wasn't a business at all. That's what y'all gotta understand. It wasn't a business when it first started back in think it was it 79, the summer of 79?
Yep, around 79.
Well, summer of 79, Courthart took his speakers, you mean? It's like speakers about 6 feet tall. You mean he took them in his car, took it to a block up in New York, and I actually had some of the first block parties, but those weren't even hip-hop. It started as a Jamaican thing. I mean, it was Jamaican club music, and it played it out, and then it became something which we call hip-hop. I mean, as an African Bambaataa, he named it hip-hop. If he would have named it BS, we would have been calling it BS. So that's exactly what it is today. I mean, it's a whole bunch of BS on the track. I'm not trying to use profanity, but as of now, in the game, as of up to date, from 1979 till 2010, you have so many different genres of music that combine with this hip-hop music. I mean, and the genres that combine with this music are making more money than this genre. I mean,
gotcha.
And then you got the people who take other genres and join the genre and then take from our genre and make their genre better.
There you go.
Like I'm saying, you mean, this is not a business. It wasn't a business. It wasn't a business. The thing that messed it up was the business. At first, you
gotcha.
Could go on the block and listen and get a new mixtape. I mean, you wasn't even paying for mixtapes back in the day. I wasn't born, mind you. I just know my history of the game.
Uh-huh.
This is just the game, and I got something else to say about, us as a people. But the game has changed from 79 to 2010 simply because of imagery. You have the TV, which changed everybody's image of hip-hop. Hip-hop was just... You go into a house party, which it wasn't a club that we went into to drink a whole bunch of $5, $10. We went into a house party for $3, $4, or $5, and you rocked out, and you seen your break dancers on the linoleum, and you seen your DJs cutting it up. I mean, it was a get together, a real get together, and then it switched over into the club scene, which got you thinking that women are supposed to shake their ass. I mean, women was break dancing with us. I mean, you had break dancers on the floor. That was females, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Go through your history. But it's the same thing. You got women dancing, popping their ass. Like, I'm not saying that I don't have a problem with that because I'm a male. I mean, I'm not going to say I have a problem with it, but it goes too far sometimes on TV. And it's taken from music. Like, you can have a respectful song and then have a female dancing on a video, and that'll turn the song around. You mean?
Exactly.
But,
that's just
the game.
Just to add to what you're saying, now from everything you said is correct. Now from a solution standpoint, now everything
solution,
that we're talking
there
about,
there is no solution. It's like a drug that turned back, like crack cocaine. I mean, it was something for healing. You used it in medicine, even in Coca-Cola, something very, everybody used it in their ingredients, but it turned into a drug. Just like hip hop, everybody used it, and then it turned into a drug, which got into the business. And now y'all thinking that this money is actually gonna save what y'all started as for love. You started listening to hip hop because you loved it. Your mom and your dad played it. Your grandfather probably played it. Even if your grandfather didn't like it, he still played it because it's some music that reflected off of his music. It started as a culture, as something you listen to, as something you feel, an emotion. It wasn't even no music. It was straight up emotion. Everybody put their heart and their soul into this. Now it was everybody putting nothing into this. People said they put their blood, sweat, and tears into it, and they ain't even sweating yet.
Okay.
Nor is they break
their
skin to bleed, and ain't nobody crying over the music that they making because it's not from the heart. So there's no such thing as blood, sweat, and tears nowadays, unless you got, people who's actually out there busting their ass. And not even on TV. You see people who's overseas doing shows. And that's for money also, but, it's you got to stop thinking of it as a business and bring it back together as a culture. I mean,
gotcha,
if you want
to
do something in your community, you take your kids, the kids that's coming up now, and you show them what hip-hop actually was. That's how you can change it, because it's not up to us anymore. It's up to the kids. Like, I'm a kid now, but, I'm only 19, turning 20 next week. I'm about to do my thing as a grown-up. But as my younger brother, I taught him everything that was real hip-hop. I taught him, the block music, straight-up parties on the block, all the old-school music, breakdancing, all the, Cool Herc, then you got
You got Run DMC going down the line, straight mm-hmm. through that genre type of music. I mean, the real old good music. And then you got coming up to even DMX. I even have some listening to the good tracks from DMX, even lyrical. I mean, anything mm-hmm. lyrical. You go out there and you teach the kids lyrics. You don't go out there and you teach the kids how to dance. Even with the dance moves, you can still put educational stuff in a dance song. Like, when I first came down here, they was up here rapping multiplication, and that joint was so hot that I wanted to cop a CD mm-hmm. myself. They got kids okay. learning multiplication and rap. But it's just a simple thing that you take the hip-hop game and you turn it back into a culture. It's a game now. You break the console and you turn mm-hmm. it into a culture. Once again,
gotcha.
that's my solution gotcha. For that. Other than that, there is no solution. It's like AIDS. Gotcha. They have a cure, but they're not going to give it to you unless you're paying for it. So therefore,
gotcha.
The cure is the music. Why do you think you're paying too much for it? You got CDs out here in 1999 when the artist should be selling his mixtape for $5 on the corner. And just like the black market, I got to stop that
that's
shit
right.
too. But that's why people be buying CDs on the black market. Straight up, like that's why. And then the artists trying to actually act like they ain't buy CDs on the black market when they ain't had no bread. But
exactly.
you can't get mad if
you
used to do it to your favorite artist. Don't get mad when they do it to you as their favorite artist. You know.
Exactly.
But that's the solution for the music. But as a people, like I wanna see what we talking about as a people. Like as a people, we are failing ourselves.
Okay.
And I even just as black people, you know what I mean, as a people, we are economically preposterous right now. There's no reason why we should be spending this fucking much money. Excuse my profanity, but it's just too much money being spent on nonsense. Like you got you got Obama doing his thing in the White House, but he's spending a lot of money on things that don't need to be focused on. The healthcare plan. No, helped a lot of people out. Helped me, actually. I mean, I got my things together like that. But the thing is, he's spending money on he's drilling. There's nobody else
mm-hmm.
drilling. He's drilling. It's the politics, that people all in the politics. Anybody at a table, anybody that's a judge, anything, they have something to do with this. This is not no conspiracy or anything that's just mysteriously
mm-hmm.
happening. They're drilling. That's why a cat
mm-hmm.
came off, got put
mm-hmm.
back on, a cat came off, got put back on, a cat came off, got put back on, and it's going to come off again, just like, you mean,
mm-hmm.
you got Alaska melting. It's just stuff
mm-hmm.
going on, and we as a people have to understand we have to come together. Like right now, it's really the time to come. I mean, I know you heard me. I'm not going to be, the type of person that's going to not back up what he says. But as I freestyle as a musician, sometimes, you come off the top and you say some things that really don't mean for it to come out like that. So
yes.
you got to go back
uh-huh.
and you got to set that correctly, So as an artist, I have said some things to my people, just as a black man coming at another black man,
mm-hmm.
you tend to go crazy. Cause you trying to take your pride and put it on the line, but you want to keep that also. So you don't want nobody to come at you all crazy. I hope I'm putting that in layman's terms enough. You mean I'm not trying to go off the record for everybody to actually understand.
But I'm pretty sure that everybody does understand, and that's the whole focal point. You definitely summed it up. Pretty much the thing right now. And what's so critical is that when we talk about urban awareness, urban experience, when we talk about the drive and the influence that the artists have on this culture, and when we, and then the focal point of pretty much what's wrong with a lot of things is that we don't, basically what you said for all the, I'm going to dumb it down for a lot of folks so they kind of really follow what my man Philly is saying. It's not so much. It's a lot about what we're talking about, and it's also what we're not talking about. That is part of the majority of the problem. And
exactly.
and then backing up, just like where we came into all of this, just with having Ms. Fry part of what we're doing now,
She brings to the table a level of awareness that, just like we said at the beginning of the broadcast, a lot of people for a long time did not want to acknowledge and talk about.
Yeah,
and so
I want to let all of my black people out there, all my white, Asian, I mean, any other color skin tone you want to call yourself, that's in a dark tone, because we all black. You just get a little lighter as you go, and you get a little darker as you go. If you don't think about the shit, we all from Africa. Some of y'all went further north. Some of y'all went further south. South, it just happens to be a lot of more sunlight, and a lot of motherfuckers down here get a little bit blacker. I actually got a little bit blacker myself in the past 2 weeks. So, therefore, us being from Africa, we was black as burnt skin. You mean, but you shed off and you get away from the sunlight, you start to lose your color, just like people become pale. You have dark-skinned people who go pale in the wintertime because there's no sun. Mm-hmm. If they're not around the sun, they can go pale. So therefore, your skin tone, it doesn't bring you up as a person. It doesn't empower you. It doesn't give you any abilities that any other human being has, that doesn't have, I mean. It doesn't give you any special characteristics. It doesn't give you any superpowers. I mean, being black, you could say our sex drive is a little different than a white person, but that's just something that you made up. I mean, all this stuff comes together as we're not a color. We are not color. We got black power and they have white power. I'm pretty sure Asians have white power. Jewish people probably have Jewish power. I mean, it comes down to you as a person. You are a soul in the body. Your soul is you waking up every day. You mean that's you. You
right.
go to sleep.
And you know what? Let me say a couple things here about hip hop. The hip hop, like I say, I express my hurt through my book. I talk about it in hip hop. There's a lot of people that's hurting, you know, just bringing things out. But let's go way back about hip hop. If you go back into the old slavery camp, you're gonna see hip hop because our ancestors went through a lot and gave up a lot for us to have the freedom to have hip-hop.
That's right.
You know, our ancestors brought up music because that's all they could do out in those old slavery camps was sing.
That's right.
And they didn't have music, so they sang. They had words, and the words came out hurt. But they was hurt from way back. So the things that they gave up and the things that they had to take in order for us to even be able to be free enough to say the word hip-hop or cuss or whatever they do, that's freedom that we didn't have way back.
That's right.
But our ancestors gave up a lot for us. And our ancestors are gone before us, but they want to be proud of the freedom that they brought us. They gave us freedom to speak. Because it used to be a time we couldn't go to school, we couldn't learn, because nobody wanted us to be understood, nobody wanted us to be heard. But the ancestors way back brought the hip-hop out, because they was back in old slavery camp singing those old rhymes and old songs and old dance. Them slave women can dance. You're talking about break dance. The slaves, they could do it. So they gave us freedom, and what they want to do is they want us to be proud people. And that's what we are proud. And that's where hip-hop came from. Let's give them a little bit of credit, and let's say thank you to them. But I wouldn't even be able to speak today if it wasn't for our ancestors.
That's right.
So what I want to do, I just want people to get the hurt and put it in the right place.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I want you to be able to talk. You don't have to. This profanity, what's that?
Okay.
We don't have to. I can say anything I want to say to you, but I'm saying it out of love.
That's
but I bet you're going to get what I'm telling you.
That's
and what I'm saying is let's make them proud of us. Say what we want to say, but say it the way they want it to be said. Let them be proud enough to know that you know what brought them through? God brought them through.
That's right.
And that's the only person we can look up to is God.
That's right.
But I just thank you for your opinion because you're true. Everything you said was true, and you get yours out one way, I get mine out another way, but we all love each other. We all the same. And you're right. The color don't mean nothing. We all need the same color.
That's right.
I just want all my people to know, you mean, I'm challenging y'all to actually write a little bit more serious this year. Take what you feel and put it on page. Express your feelings without telling somebody you're going to shoot them in the esophagus or pop them in the heart. Because in all actuality, you're not just going to go shoot a brother you don't know unless he did something to you. If somebody disrespects you, I mean, you check them on a manly basis. If you're a woman, you check them like a woman would. I mean, you don't go out there and you don't murder nobody unless you got mental problems. And even then, there's something to push them over the edge, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm just challenging y'all to actually write a little bit more heartfelt this year. Write something to let people know how you feel, how your community is. Let people know. Because I actually had, man, back when I was in, ninth grade, tenth grade, I was in Twilight at the time, and I asked somebody like, man, you gonna cop my CD? Cause I got a whole bunch of lyrical stuff on there. You know what I mean? He was like, yeah, you on that Lupe shit, dog? Man, I don't really listen to Lupe like that, cause he be on that shit, be trying to make you think. I don't really be trying to think, dog. I be blowing tree, dog. I be listening to this music, dog. I be just trying to vibe out. Your beats gotta be hot. And I'd be like, all right. I mean, I asked him again. I'm like, you not gonna buy the CD then? I mean, dog, I mean, I'm on a lyrical tip, but I like the beats more, dog. I like the hood shit more. Even with the hood shit, I got a rapper named Beans in Philly. I know, I'm pretty sure y'all know about him. I mean, he's known for his hard rugged music, but Beans is actually a lyrical cat. Beans wrote a lot of Jay-Z's music. Beans is half of the reason why Jay-Z is more successful today. He made a millionaire more of a millionaire. He made a thousandaire a millionaire, excuse me. I mean, by writing his music out. Anything that Jay-Z had to say was wrote out by Beans. Jay-Z really couldn't say that. He had to write that. When he think, you mean you think off the top, you kind of mix emotions. You really don't know what you're going to say. But you got people out here who can actually say that, who can actually express their feelings on pages. It's people that can express your feelings on the page. I mean, so even when it comes to your music, dog, don't go out there and try to stress and think that you have to be all gangster with it. You can have somebody write your music and it's still from you. You just tell them how you feel. It's a game, like I said. Don't get tied up in this game. It's a real game, and there's no cheat codes in this genre. All it is money. And if you ain't got enough money, you ain't getting nowhere, unless you actually got love for this. So if there's no love for your hip hop and you try to make money, it ain't happening. But if there's love for your hip hop and you just happen to make money, that's how you make money. You gotta get your shit together. Mental.
Exactly.
Keep writing. Get stuff together. Like I said, man, all my blacks, all my whites come together, dog. It's not no race thing. It was never a race thing. It was just, that was taught to y'all. That was taught to everybody. I mean, it wouldn't be a racist if mom wasn't a racist or a pop wasn't a racist and he didn't bring you up as a racist. It wouldn't be no racist.
That's
right. So this racism that's a word. I mean, that's a word right there. You ain't got to live by a word. You don't have to.
Okay.
It's like people be trying to live by swag. You don't have to have swag. You can have style. You can have finesse.
Okay.
You can have taste, acquired taste. You don't have to have swag. I mean, even, like, I'm going far. Like, I tend to go off far in my thoughts and try to express them, but it's very hard to express as an artist besides writing. So, I mean.
Exactly. But,
no shame. Tonight, I mean, just write a little bit more. I'm asking people to write. I'm asking my man J-Dog to help promote the real music. And my man Guru from Gangstar really, really needs the rustic piece, man. We need to definitely send that man a shout-out, moment of silence. Because that man actually, he was a thug. He was really from the streets, hard, pushing all the drugs that you will ever think of in the streets. And he came up expressing music. Through jazz, he had hip hop jazz movements and even when he had his street music, he had like soulful samples over him. So like it was still real music even in the street knowledge. Like and it was knowledge. It wasn't just straight up streetness. It's like Nas with Illmatic and the person that he got it from. I forgot his name, but Nas got his style and his whole flow from somebody else that was out before him who couldn't make it, kept getting locked up and knocked up. But he actually expressed his sympathy. So, I mean, do your research. Do your thing.
Exactly. Do your research. It's real. Definitely, yo, Philly, we appreciate you definitely sharing that with us. And again, for everyone who's tuning in for the first time, this urban experience movement is very deep, and it impacts everyone. Everybody has something to contribute to this. And always, just like, you know, my man Philly is challenging a lot of the artists, man. Definitely, he's challenging, you know, which is a good challenge. And I feel that, you know. When you write, take the listener somewhere. Take them somewhere. Talk about the things you want to talk about. Express what you need to express, but don't lead them astray. The whole ask, because see, what the things that we're talking about, the problems when we're talking about it from an abuse standpoint, from a mental abuse standpoint, from just the things that are wrong in general, when we don't communicate them properly, a solution will never be reached. And then if you get into a position where you have influence, you know you have more responsibility now than you had before. Why? Because you have that listener's attention. You have their attention. So it's certain things that we definitely as a group, as a whole, as a culture, we have to get back to. And one of the things I'm going to just add to what you just said, you know, and we can definitely take some more callers, is that in your direction, you have to acknowledge who's in control.
Uh-huh.
You have to acknowledge who's in control. It's kind of, you know what, the thing, you know, the thing that's the hardest thing to do is that when you realize that everything, all your great accomplishments that you accomplish, if you forget who that glory really needs to go to, then you have totally missed the boat.
Uh-huh.
And you... And then see us a lot, and so it's hard. I mean, I deal with artists all the time. It's a lot of guys that come from a Christian standpoint. It's hard for syndicated radio to really get them a genre where they can be heard, because to them that's not what's selling, even though it's the truth. The things that are fictitious, the things that are wrong, this, that, and the other, this is more appeasing to, you know, like you were just saying earlier, in terms of what makes dollars and cents right now. So, but inwardly, check this out. Inwardly, if the individuals who are creating this realize the power that they have, and they understand the business, they understand who's in control, they understand that, all right, God gave me the ability to be able to reach other people, then I'm going to use that to do what he's called me to do. I'm going to find a way to do it where I'm going to be able to bring, you know, reach certain people. See, there's people, Philly, that you can reach that I can't reach, or me and Nadine can't reach. And see, that's the whole thesis behind this entire movement, is making sure that people understand their role in everything that's being done. Because, see, if you're doing music, eventually you're going to be in movies. Eventually, you keep in mind how God is positioning all this. See, he didn't give you that gift just to sit on it and not do anything with it. That's why you might, you know, as a musician, you might find yourself, and a lot of us as musicians, we've all gone through this. You know what? The thing that you love the most, as frustrating it may be, if you walk away from it, it feels like a part of you died. Because you got to do it. You got to do it. The thing is, what's frustrating is that you know where you can take this, given the right opportunity and the right, you know, the right things at the right time. So you can never lose focus of that. See, what's happening right now with these 22 million listeners that are tuning in, and everyone that's definitely on the line, is that it's a stirring up of the spirit that's taking place. People are feeling it, and they're understanding it. And see, certain ones are equipped where they can take that and go a little bit further than the next man. You know, and that's what we have to really, really, you know, draw into. But definitely, 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 that's pretty much it in a nutshell. You know, like I said, a lot of you artists and a lot of people that are very concerned about our culture as a whole, if you're concerned about, you know, the level of abuse that we experience from a physical and from a mental level, things that can be done, all you have to do is be aware of what's being done and then acknowledge there are alternatives. There are solutions that can be reached. But guess what? We are creative enough in whatever gift that God has given us where we can get that point across, where this thing can be turned around. It's not that it can't. It's just that is the next man or the next woman going to be willing to step out of, just like Cher just said, when God put certain things on you, you got to get out your comfort zone to do what's right.
That's right.
And that's really what it's about. It's everyone that's involved being called out of their comfort zone to do what they've been designed to do from the beginning of time.
And you know what I have to add.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about age.
Mm-hmm. Is that
we don't even know if we're going to be here tomorrow.
That's right.
So it's no, you could be 19, 20, 21 and not even be here tomorrow to express the things that God really wants you to do. So it's all about today. We're not even guaranteed tomorrow.
That's right.
Everybody's not going to get old.
That's right. That's right.
So we got to do what we got to do today. And then God's going to bless us. If we just do what he wants us to do, he's going to bless us.
He always do.
And hip-hop, yeah, that's the thing. That's how you're going to get these young people.
Exactly. Cause,
I mean, it's a way, like he said, take them to where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have them all confused and don't know how to think the next day and grades dropping. Take them to a level where they feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And still let them know you love them regardless.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
So I just thank you, man.
I want to add something else also. Basically, like, the music that you create can control somebody's whole day. On some real,
that's
like,
right.
Say if I listen to Tupac today, I listen to Dear Mama. All day I'm going to be thinking about my mom. All day.
That's right.
No matter what. I mean, I see a mother, I see two kids together, I'm going to think about my mom and how I was my little brother. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
And even with that, you got music that can turn you into something that you really not. You got
to
listen
to. And all as far
that's
as
right.
Influence, the word influence is very strong. I'm glad Jay had said that tonight, because influence is definitely what makes everybody today. You get influenced by the wrong drug, that can change the rest of your life. Influenced by the wrong
music,
I mean, that can change how you think as a person. Influenced by the wrong TV show
can change
what you watch. I mean, just like if you watch the news opposed to watching Family Guy at night, probably around the same time they'll be on, which one will you choose? There's two paths in life.
And
every day somebody chooses the wrong path, but the next day you can choose another path.
You
have to keep choosing the right path. Just like if I listen to 50 Cent today and I usually listen to a Common or a Mos Def, and I
mm-hmm.
keep my days moving on Common or a Mos Def, common thoughts, perfect thoughts.
That's right.
I'm choosing the right path because that's the path I was chose for. I mean, but
that's
say
right.
if I listen to 50 today and I do some crazy stuff, and I watch the wrong things on TV. I chose all the wrong paths today. My whole day is going to be a bad day. But if you choose the right path every day, your day will be a good day. And then people do wonder why there are good days and bad days. You make your good day and your bad day. Somebody can bang into your car. If you listen to the right music this morning, and you watched everything that was good enough, and you chose the right path for everything you were supposed to do in a day, until that time that person banged into your whip, you might actually let that person,
right.
I mean, be cool and not try to punch his face in. But you will get his information, because that's what everybody will do. But, I mean,
yeah.
You take that and you let him ride. Let's say, I mean, if you chose the wrong path, listen to the wrong music, wrong TV shows, even if you... I mean, porno. You can watch porn and still be on the wrong path. That's not the right path. I mean, that's why people should have a relationship. But if you watch porn, listen to a little 50 Cent, go drink a little cognac, and you hop in that car and you get banged into, you try to hop out of that car with a Uzi or something and shoot the guy in the head just to bang it into you. All you have to do is get his information, take him to court, get his bread instead of trying to take his life. I mean, so
yeah.
It's the right path and wrong path, like I said.
That's right. That's real. And like I said before, man, it's the duty, man. That's all it is. It's about the responsibility. It's just the duty. But definitely, man, we appreciate you definitely calling in, holding it down. Man, we got a couple more calls we're going to take. Man, definitely want you to stay tuned because, like I said, man, this ain't the end. This is the beginning, man.
That's right.
This is what it's about.
Everybody have an opinion.
That's right. And where they do that radio, it's about being heard. It's about, you know, coming up with solutions.
And listening.
That's right.
Learn when you listen.
That's right. Basically, this is what it's about. We got a lot. When I say a lot, we got a lot of listeners that are definitely on the line. We got a lot of things we're definitely, you know, equipped and destined to do with all of this. And again, Ms. Fry, just, you know, we got a lot of new listeners that have tagged in. I told you, these 2 hours fly by, man. They fly.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to give everybody a 30 minutes.
Yeah. But,
so we can get everybody.
Yeah.
Because somebody really might desperately need me to say something, you know, to help. But I hope they just, some people just want to listen.
Exactly. We got a lot of them that just
mm-hmm.
want to listen.
Some people just want to listen.
You know, the thing that we want folks to walk away with tonight is that in the midst of everything that we discuss, urban awareness being the focal point, we want you as a community to be aware of what your children are involved in from a music standpoint, from a television standpoint, from a relationship standpoint,
mm-hmm.
because these things are the predators. These
yeah.
things are the predators. Because, see, yeah, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Until we are able to put all these pieces together with like-minded individuals and a common goal, it's going to only perpetuate more of the same. But just like what Ms. Fry is doing tonight and what a lot of my artists are doing right now, it's that the spark has already been lit to bring about a voice, to bring about a change, and to bring about a level of awareness. And this is what everybody needs to really focus on. And for all the new listeners that are on the line, you know, we do a lot of things during the week, but there's a method to the madness of what's being done. I want you to think about this. From one standpoint, had not Ms. Fry gone through what she's gone through, she would not have the courage to come before us, 22 million listeners, and pour out her heart and let us know that just how God loved her, he loves all of us. And we can use anything that we've been through as a stepping stone to glorify him.
Yes.
And if it can be done with her, everyone has that same opportunity. It doesn't matter what someone or circumstance that you witnessed, you've gone through, you have a gift to give. And there's and at the same token, we are calling you out to definitely be able to give that gift, to be able to express yourself, to be able to make it known. A lot of people in this level have to come to the level of awareness where we have to not we can't go no longer not saying anything. We can't.
Right.
We can't.
Right.
We can't, and I'll just let Nadine just add to that. I'll let you add.
That's right. We got to be able to talk about it, but then we got to be able to listen too.
That's right.
Everybody, you don't know everything. I don't know everything. I learn every day.
That's right.
That young man just got off the phone. I learned from him.
That's right.
I learned the things that the young people are going through, and it gives me more things to be able to talk to them about.
That's right.
No, but I just you got to listen. You can't think that it's the right way if you know it's wrong. The profanity, if you know it's wrong, you feel it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're intelligent enough to know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we're not promised tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we are fathers and mothers, and we're over our children. And they watch us, and they do what they see us do.
That's right.
They, whatever they hear, they're going to say what we say.
That's right.
We have to be examples for our children.
That's right.
We get so tired of everybody thinking that we're the black race is the wrong race.
All
we
right.
kill up each other. We do this to each other. We're so tired of that. That's not true.
That's not true.
Every time you see a black person, don't mean we rob and we steal. That's not true. Who gives them that impression? We do.
Exactly.
We do it to ourselves.
That's right.
But we know it's wrong. We have to just stop it.
Exactly. We have to stop it, and we have to bring that level of awareness to the forefront, and it has to be discussed, which will allow the manifestation of the solution to take its course. Because
exactly, and we need to be leaders and stop being followers. It's because they're doing wrong. Why do we have to do wrong because they're doing wrong? The last time the world was destroyed, God had 10 people.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
God had 10 people out of the whole world that he saved.
10 people.
God's not about numbers. He don't care about you. Got if you know it's wrong, stop doing it. You can make money praising God more.
That's
because right. God's gonna bless you.
That's
that
right.
music that you're playing is for God. Gave you that gift for Him.
That's right.
He didn't give you that gift to bring people down, and every time you play, you got a profanity. You can play, but leave that out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have influence. Like we said, you have influence over the young people. You have children that you're going to have to raise. You have sons.
That's right.
That you want to be somebody. We have a black president. Thank God for that. No matter what he's doing, thank God he made it.
That's right.
But we want our sons and daughters now to be people that the other races look up to.
All right.
Why do we have to be the only one doing this?
That's right. That's right. And that's
what I'm here for.
Exactly. And this is why we're here, to give it a voice to be not only heard, but also to be seen. And anyone that definitely wants to be involved in more of the movement, the number again is 1-888-826-9327. Extension 17303. Just call with your questions, concerns. Again, a nationwide campaign has been put together where we're going to bring this message nationwide and get as many musicians, artists, motivational speakers. Look, Miss Fry is in the process right now of casting for her movie. And a lot of these artists and musicians can definitely, you know, your contribution would definitely be needed in all of this. There's a great calling that's already took place, and you're at the forefront of it. We just want everyone to really, really understand that with all what's being done, God hasn't forgot about you. He hasn't. He has a plan. He's just been waiting for this day for us to discuss it, to make it known, for us to make preparations, and to step out of that comfort zone into what he's called us into. And then that's basically it. Again, like I said, man, these 2 hours do fly.
My goodness.
We have 1 minute left. Maybe you let me know what ending song you want the listeners to walk away with tonight.
You know my song. I pray for everybody to be blessed.
All right.
I pray for them to be blessed. And call back so we can, next week maybe we can hear more people. But I learned a lot tonight.
Definitely, definitely. And that's what it's about. And with this,
and love yourself enough not to let anyone or anything destroy you.
That's right.
Love yourself first because God is in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit regardless of what you're doing. God is waiting with his hands held out.
That's right.
So be blessed. I'll be praying all week for everybody to call in next week.
All right. And you guys know what you need to do. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time. You guys keep doing what you do. You're hearing it live with Miss Nadine Fry. Till then, everyone on the line, be blessed.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out. 'Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and find, was it all in vain? 'Cause it